Small, colorful dolls are dancing in the window displays of Le Printemps, one of Paris's main department stores, which is famous for its Christmas decorations. On this December evening, people are pouring in the shop on one of the busiest streets in the city, the Boulevard Haussmann. But not every Parisian can afford to buy gifts from Le Printemps. The economic crisis has been hard on French people, especially the youth. In the third quarter of 2013, youth unemployment in France reached 25.5%, a record in the last 10 years. Charlotte, a 24-year-old from southern France, says she will only be able to afford one gift this Christmas.
I was unemployed in September and October, so it was very difficult to buy gifts. And so for this year, at the moment, I don't have bought any gift. I think I am gonna buy a gift for my sister only, because it's very difficult. I live in Paris and all is expensive. Rent are very expensive and it's very difficult to be young and Parisian at the moment.
Charlotte, like many other young people, is looking for new Christmas traditions. One of them, imported from North America, is Secret Santa. The idea is simple. Among a group of people, you only have to buy a present for one person. Clémence, a 25-year-old university student, has been doing Secret Santa for years with the family.
I've been celebrating Christmas this way for as long as I can remember with my family. I was never told why, but the obvious reason is that we celebrate Christmas with all of the uncles, the aunts, the cousins, so it's a large group. We're not a very rich family, so obviously it's, I guess, an economical way to celebrate Christmas in such a big group. Of course, it reduces your overall budget, but at the same time, you can buy a bigger gift. You can dedicate a little more money to whatever you want to buy for that special person that you're being Secret Santa for. So I think the advantage is that you can buy a larger gift or at least have a bigger budget for that one gift.
Some Parisians are finding other options. Pierre is a 26-year-old from Toulouse who is now living in the suburbs of Paris. He has been making his own presents for years. That's what he calls DIY, do-it-yourself.
The primary reason for doing DIY for gifts during Christmas season is because it's cheaper. When you have everything you need, you can do a lot of different gifts, but also that you can do something that is very appropriate for the person, that is according to their taste. You need to be a little bit creative, but other than that, it really comes from the heart, I guess. And I think the overall effect is way more satisfying than just buying something off the shelf in a store. In the end, it's the gift that's important. People are usually very sensitive to that.
There's one last option that is becoming more and more popular here in France. A recent poll showed that 40% of French people would be buying second-hand gifts this Christmas. Rejouer is a second-hand shop in Paris that sells refurbished toys. Claire Tournefier, the woman who created the shop, explains how it works.
Alors le principe de Rejouer c'est d'accompagner des personnes qui sont très éloignées de l'emploi avec des problématiques.
The idea behind Rejouer is to support people who aren't employed and help them with a professional project. We collect toys and repair and reassemble them. And then we sell them. The people we hire participate in the whole process. We decide on the price of the object according to its nature, its age, and its condition. The most expensive toys are sold for half their original price, and we can increase the discount to 80%. Some people might be reluctant to buy refurbished toys, but when they come to the shop, their reluctance disappears.
Mireille is trying to find a present for her son at Rejouer and thinks the concept is wonderful.
Déjà, je venais pour me renseigner un peu, parce que je connais un peu le principe, mais voilà, je venais faire un peu la curieuse.
Vous cherchez un peu des cadeaux ou
Pas du tout, au contraire. Ah oui, moi je trouve que c'est même très bien comme idée, et le principe, non, il est parfait même.
Mireille is not the only one who was drawn in by Rejouer. Claire Tournefier says that since last year, the shop has tripled its sales. She thinks it's a sign that Parisians might be changing their habits when it comes to gift-giving. Even though the crisis is forcing many young Parisians to buy less for Christmas, at least most of the alternative options are eco-friendly, one of the main concerns of the people interviewed. And nothing is keeping Clémence, Charlotte or Pierre from admiring the window displays at Le Printemps, because that's still for free. This is Fabien-Yannick Charbonnel for DW in Paris.